John chapter 21. After these things, Yahshua showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise did he show himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." And they said to him, "We also go with you." And they went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Yahshua stood on the shore. But the disciples did not know that it was Yahshua. Then Yahshua said to them, "Children, do you have any food?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you'll find it." They cast, therefore. And now they were not able to draw it in for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple, whom Yahshua loved, said to Peter, "It is the Master." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Master, he girt his fisher's coat onto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself to the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid there on the fire, and bread. Yahshua said to them, "Bring of the fish which you've now caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153 of them, for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Yahshua said to them, "Come and dine." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Master. Yahshua then comes and takes bread and gives to them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Yahshua showed himself to his disciples. After that he was risen from the dead. And so when they had eaten, Yahshua said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" And he said to him, "Yes, Master, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again the second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Master, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Master, you know all things. You know that I love you." Yahshua said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you girded yourself and walked where you would. But when you become old, you shall stretch forth your hands, and another shall clothe you and carry you where you would not want to go." This he spoke, signifying by what death he should glorify Yahweh. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me." And then Peter, turning around, sees the disciple whom Yahshua loved following him, who had also leaned upon his breast at the supper, and who had said, "Master, which is he that betrays you?" Peter, seeing him, said to Yahshua, "Master, and what shall this man do?" Yahshua said to him, "If I will that he stays until I come back, what is that to you? You follow me." Then went this saying abroad amongst the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Yahshua did not say to him, "He shall not die," but, "If I will that he stays until I come back, what is that to you? This is the disciple which testifies of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Yahshua did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." Amen. End of chapter.